Hi there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. One of the ways you can support the podcast is go to my Etsy shop, etsy.com/shop/MaryDeMuthArt. And not only have I mentioned the scripture cards that I have that are illustrated, there's 31 of them, one for every day of your month. But there's also some art pieces and some original paintings too that you can pick up if you're interested. So thanks for hopping on over there. And I pray that the vibrancy of the art just gives you some encouragement today. All right, so we're in Acts chapter 7, verses 54 through 60. So we're going to finish up Acts chapter 7. And we ended on Stephen's very pointed statements to the Sadducees and the Pharisees and the Sanhedrin that they had basically crucified the righteous one. And so now we get to hear about their reaction. Here it is. This is in the ESV, the English Standard Version. Now, when they heard these things, they were enraged, and they ground their teeth at him. But he, full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And he said, "Behold, I see the heavens opened, and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God." But they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears and rushed together at him. Then they cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their garments at the feet of a young man named Saul. And while they were stoning Stephen, he called out, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." And falling to his knees, he cried out with a loud voice, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." And when he had said this, he fell asleep. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, what an example of godly perseverance. And that's kind of been the word for this month, hasn't it? It's just this idea of persevering under trial. And yet I don't see Stephen as grinding his teeth like they did toward him, as just kind of somberly enduring. But I just the vibrancy in his life, I can sense a smile there, the sense of being considered worthy to suffer for Christ. It's just a beautiful story. The other thing that I love about this passage is that Jesus is standing. You're standing at the right hand of God. So when we see Jesus who has gone up into heaven, he sits at the right hand. But in this picture that Stephen sees, he's standing. I wonder if that's what happens when there are martyrs. I wonder if Jesus, who is seated at the right hand of the Father, then stands when a martyr is stoned or killed. Lord, I pray right now for my brothers and sisters around the world who are facing persecution. I pray for those who are in positions like Stephen, who are being harmed and even killed for your name's sake. I thank you that they show us what godly endurance is. Lord, help us to remember that you are with us, that the heavens are opened now, that Jesus has made a way for us to have that connection with him. The veil has been torn in two. Heaven and earth have kissed, and we are the recipients of grace upon grace upon grace. Lord, we see kind of also the beauty of Luke's storytelling here, where he throws in this little tiny sentence, and it says that they laid down their garments at the feet of a young man named Saul. And of course, as we work our way through Acts, we're going to learn more about this man named Saul. But the other thing I love, Jesus, is that he said, "Don't hold this sin against them," which is just what Jesus did on the cross. That's so beautiful. So, Lord, I pray for those who are holding a sin against someone right now. Maybe there's a bitterness or an anger or something they feel like they could never forgive. Help us to look at this example of Stephen and knowing that those people meant to stone him. They were not blind to what they were doing. They chased him and they readily knew that they were going to kill him. So this was malicious intent, and yet he still said this. And Lord, there may be people in our lives who meant malicious intent against us. Help us to say the same thing. Lord, do not hold this sin against them. Help us to let go of our unforgiveness and the bitterness that has clenched our heart. Oh, Lord, and help us to live in light of the fact that we've been forgiven so much. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for listening to Pray Every Day. I'm grateful that you are spending time with me every single day. If you're listening from around the world, I would love to hear from you. Just send me an email at mary@marydemuth.com and let me know how you heard about the podcast. I'm just kind of curious how it gets into people's hands. And I do pray that this podcast has been a blessing to you and an encouragement to really love scripture and love prayer. Have a great day.